These audio clips are about the last part of this book that I'm preparing, so the pages are all mostly done. And as I look at them now, I realize that there's so much more information that I could put in. It's been difficult to know where to draw the line about how much to type and how much to leave out. On this page in particular, there's one thing I see now that I don't think I've emphasized well enough. The input stack, the paper in front of you, and the receiving stack, where it goes after printing, are really just one stack. And in the beginning, the input stack has everything, all your damping sheets and your printing paper, and the receiving stack is an empty piece of plastic. You start by taking the first couple of sheets of damp newspaper or whatever off the input stack, slipping them into the receiving stack, ready to go, and now exposing the first papers on the input stack, all covered with plastic. You print one sheet, slip it across. It starts face down in the input stack, you print it, you put it face up in the receiving stack. You do the first 5 sheets, 10 sheets, whatever are there. Then you come to another damping sheet. You pull it out, give it a bit more water if you think it might be necessary, slip it into the receiving stack. And now you've got your next 10 sheets visible. These are face down. You print them one by one by one. As they go into the receiving stack, face up, one by one by one, you can see what's happening. We're actually duplicating the absolutely the same layout and structure of this stack, just simply one piece of paper at a time. When you get to the bottom of the input stack, you've got your couple of sheets of damping paper, slide them out, again, adjust the moisture if necessary, put them in the receiving stack. The whole thing has now just been transferred from one place to another, but it's upside down. So, of course, what do? You're going to change your blocks now to the next color, and carefully, you're now going to flip this stack back over into the original position, and it becomes again the input stack. If you've printed a lot of sheets, if there's been 20, 40, 50 sheets or 100 sheets in there, it's taking quite a long time to do this, that stack will now be ready to go. You can print your next color right on top of the previous one. If, though, your print batch is really quite small, 5, 10, 20 sheets, whatever, I'm just randomly these numbers, I don't know what exactly to say because it depends on each block. But if the number is too low, then they haven't yet had time to really spread out and acclimatize. And you should leave that input stack alone for a while. Go do something else or take a walk or have a cup of coffee. Anything, and wait till that paper, the moisture balances itself out. Anyway, the point I wanted to make is there really is only one stack, and it just becomes transferred slowly, one by one by one by one, from one place to the other place.